Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Hi guys, welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. This guest this week is somebody that is going to really speak to a lot of the women in my life. First-time mothers, I'd like to introduce you to Chelsea Skaggs. She is a writer, a speaker, and a coach, and she specifically focuses on helping women have a more positive and communal postpartum and motherhood experience. So Chelsea, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for inviting me and giving me the chance to share this.
Absolutely. So let's just take it back, and I want to give you the opportunity to share your story. You know, were you somebody that had struggled with depression and anxiety prior to pregnancy? How did you, just if you're comfortable sharing all of your postpartum experience, I'd love for you to do that.
Yeah, great. Well, I do share a lot about just helping women to see these different forms of mental wellness when it specifically comes into postpartum. I have always been a people pleaser, a look on the bright side person, but I have always had this struggle with anxiety in many different forms. And I noticed it the most in college. And I worked on some different methods throughout that time. I decided to not engage medication at that time, but tried to find some different coping mechanisms. And when I had my first son, I actually went probably 2 years before I realized I had not been myself for a long time. I think a lot of women enter motherhood for the first time and everything is different, everything. And so when you're having this heightened anxiety, or it can come in so many forms, it could be rage, it could be OCD, it could be depression that manifests in ways that you wouldn't expect. I really just thought, wow, this is, new motherhood is hard. And it is, but there are times when, you know, as a society, we've kind of made it difficult for people to feel confident to reach out for help and to engage vulnerability, which is really something we need in new motherhood, and specifically when it comes to our mental health. And so the second go around, I realized, wow, I suffered a lot in silence because I thought that it was noble to do. And I thought that it was normal to have such heightened anxiety. And even one of my struggles was postpartum rage, as far as just getting really upset with really small triggers. It could have been the dishes and it would make me so upset. And I felt like out of my body experience, not knowing why I felt so strongly. So in retrospect, as I was looking back on my first postpartum preparing for my second, I thought, you know what? I want to do this differently and I want to speak up more. I want to normalize so that no one feels like I did that first time thinking, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this alone. This is so hard, but I need people to think I've got it all together so I can't reach out for help.
Wow. Yeah. And you also mentioned in your in the form that you filled out for me that your daughter was diagnosed with a heart defect as well. So you had prepared yourself, but then it derailed the plans a little bit. So are you comfortable sharing more about that as well?
Yeah, definitely. So I knew that anxiety could be something I would face again. And when we went to our anatomy scan, it was when we were 20 weeks pregnant with her. We had no expectation except for finding out if it was a boy or a girl so we could have this big party with our family in a couple of days. And we had no history of heart issues in our family. So it came as a complete shock when our doctor came in and, you know, came in with this paperwork and this grim look. And you're like, this is not how you're supposed to come in to tell me the gender of my baby. And it was, you know, told to us that she had a complicated heart defect. And so that turned into, it's almost a year ago now that we found that out. It was May 31st. And that turned into just one of the hardest seasons of my life, but also it became the first time that I allowed myself to mourn and I allowed myself to not just cover it with rose-colored glasses. And I gave myself a lot of grace to not just pick up back as normal, but to process what I was feeling. And that opened up a lot of doors for me to engage with people in a way that was more authentic. And so when it came to thinking about, okay, how might anxiety affect me when it comes to this second birth, I knew that there were going to be a lot more triggers. There were going to be a lot more opportunities with the way I had envisioned my birth was not going to be possible because of her heart complications. Our stay afterwards was going to be extended in the NICU because of some complications. And then I spent those first 5 months knowing that we had an open heart surgery coming up for our daughter. And so I think I realized that I needed it, other people. And I needed the safety and the freedom to not just say, I'm fine, but to actually open up to help and open up to the hard conversations with the people who are willing to sit with me through that.
Yeah, and that is so important. I saw, I think one of my friends brought up to me the other day, you know, when you're going through pregnancy, you have so much support, whether it be, you know, your family throwing you a baby shower or just asking you how you're feeling every day. And then when it comes to actually having the baby and implementing this massive life change, all of a sudden it's, you know, there's a lot less direct support. So I think what you're doing is so important and so powerful. And I'm very grateful to have found you because I know that there are a lot of women in my network that struggle still, even if they have, you know, a 1 or a 2 year old, they're still wrestling with it. So what kind of inspired you to launch this as a business? Were you coaching prior and you just decided to shift your focus? Just if you'd like to share about that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I have been in the coaching atmosphere now for a little over 4 years. And I started in the health realm, you know, when I was working on my own personal health and I started to work with other women. And in that time, one, I kind of saw some of the areas I wasn't focusing on in my first postpartum. I saw that there was, you know, a lot more emotional and mental and relational and identity things, and my physical health, of course, was really important, but I didn't have tools for these other areas. And I started to see that in women that I worked with as well. And so I took a step back from a specific health focus and just worked on mindfulness for a little bit and was just spending some time. I spent a few months, probably a year, just really trying to figure out, how do I niche in? How do I use specifically my story, my passion, and what lights me up the most to reach people with that energy? And really what I found was this gap for postpartum women specifically who, you know, they go to a 6-week checkup and they're told two things most of the time. Okay, you're good to work out and you're good to have sex. And the reality is there's so much more to this postpartum experience for women than these two areas that have become so standard. And so we see women just longing for a way to normalize their emotional and mental experience, to normalize the shift that they naturally have in their relationships and their personal identity. And so I created a group coaching program specifically to help women work through all these different areas and have a stronger foundation for themselves.
Yes, and this is really important as well with just the way that social media is today and, you know, the perfect Instagram posts of breastfeeding and, you know, everyone's in like on the beach or like in completely white clothing and there's no stains and, you know, just think it's so easy for us to compare ourselves to other people. And my best friend, I'm sure, would be okay with me sharing this. She actually struggled with this a lot because she had trouble breastfeeding and she was constantly comparing herself to everyone else who's, oh, I'm breastfeeding for 9 to 10 months now. It's going great. And she couldn't even do like the first round. So is that something that you help women with as well in your program? Just telling them to stop comparing themselves or?
Oh my gosh. I have chills even that you bring that up because I will say that in my first experience, even though I did have a lot of anxiety triggers, a lot of things went the way I wanted them to in my first experience. And so I was able to curate a lot of things online for, look how happy I am. Look how, you know, I again, breastfeeding my son, my body bounced back so quickly. And I had all these different images to show. But when I boiled it down, I was not my happiest. I was not my healthiest overall. And I really struggled spending a lot of my energy trying to build this perception of what my experience was and how happy I was and how put together I was. And there was such an added layer of stress just from trying to fake it almost. And so that is my first number one tip for women when I'm working with them and just even on my social media, often I will say, all right, girlfriend, here's your first task. Those accounts that you scroll by and it makes you feel bad about yourself, you need to hit that unfollow button because we cannot, we don't even have room in our minds and our emotions to wade through these experiences of self-criticism and comparison.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was kind of a free tip that you offered just
yes,
now.
But always. Always.
My other question would have been, if there is someone listening to this for the first time and they're really stuck in that hard place, do you have anything that they can carry with them today, either a mindset shift or a quick tip to change their state physically? Is there anything that you can pass on with the audience today?
Oh yeah. A couple of things come to mind. The first one is I learned about just a grounding meditation. Are you familiar with the using your five senses? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that specifically in the chaos of new motherhood, there can be these moments that feel so strongly overwhelming. If someone is like me who likes to have control and likes to have a grip on things, motherhood is a complete shift in your ability sometimes to just have control. And so realizing that this moment is not everything. This moment is not forever, and that there are other things happening in the world around us. So that five sense grounding meditation, pausing to do that is something that I think is very effective. And then my second tip is having someone, I know this might seem oversimplified, but having someone that you can talk to when you don't feel totally put together. Like There were times I was even trying to fool my husband and my mother, the closest people to me, because I just felt like I needed to have it all together. And when I started to share with my husband some of the emotions I was feeling, when I was having heightened anxiety or just a lot of pressure on myself, I started to vocalize those things. And it doesn't take it away, but it kind of puts it into the realm of the world that it doesn't have control of you so much anymore. And I think that we can live inside of our head, and just vocalizing, if it's someone close to you, if it's someone you meet on Instagram that you have a lot in common with, that you can send a voice message and say, hey, this is what I am experiencing right now. Even just releasing that from your own mind gives it less of a grip on you.
Absolutely. And social media is such a powerful place to find like-minded people who encourage those types of connections. So if anyone is looking to join your next course or just connect with you in general, where is the best way for them to go about doing that?
Well, Instagram is one of my loves. And yes. So I just really appreciate the community that happens over there. So on Instagram, my handle is Chelsb, C-H-E-L-S-B. .skaggs, which is S-K-A-G-G-S. And then I also spend a lot of time over on my website and blog, which is strivelesslivemore.com.
Strive less, live more. I love that.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know a lot of my friends are going to appreciate this, and just to know that they're not alone, there is a resource for them. And Chelsea, you're such a great resource for them. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing your resources and your mindset with all of us.
Yeah. Thank you.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.